It's budget day. We've been told sacrifices are coming our way. How do you feel about paying more for daycare, for example? The Auditor General has told us the previous PQ projections were way off, and the Liberals would have to slash spending by nearly $4 billion to meet those goals. Well, that's a lot of cutting. The Liberals have already announced a hiring freeze. We know the rate for creating new daycare places will be slowed down. So we're asking, what cuts are you prepared to see? What services should be off limits? Does healthcare get a buy in your view? Call us at 514-597-4500 or 1-877-597-4500, or you can text us at 22222. Great many of you already texting. We'd love to hear you. We'd love to speak with you. So again, 514-597-4500, 1-877-597-4500. Well, our next guest is Brett House. He's an economist and a senior fellow with the Jean Sauvé Foundation. Joins us on the line. Hi.
Hi, Bernie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm wondering, what are you expecting in this budget?
Well, the Liberals have telegraphed to us pretty clearly that they're going to try to keep spending on health and education pretty much at expected levels and avoid increasing the tax burden. So that only leaves one alternative. They have to cut spending elsewhere.
And where can they cut spending?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of room in the rest of the budget. When you exclude health and education, you've taken up a big chunk of the budget and put it offside. What it means is infrastructure spending is probably going to get delayed, and you're going to see cuts in public service staffing.
Now, they had talked during the campaign, Finance Minister Couillard, Premier Couillard talked about how there was a huge need for infrastructure spending to kickstart the economy. But the PQ has been saying that if they do that, they run a risk of challenging our credit rating. And if that happens, well, we pay more to borrow, so there's less money for services. How likely is it that he'll be able to do that without having to pay a price?
You know, S&P, which is one of the major credit rating agencies, reaffirmed Quebec's rating as positive at A+, and with a stable outlook, with full anticipation of everything that was coming. So I don't think the credit rating is immediately at risk, but it does require some sign from the government that they're willing to be prudent. So you'll probably see some projects trimmed or deferred and a go ahead on others that are seen to be really catalytic for growth.
So, for example, when they said last week or 2 weeks ago, they talked about freezing the daycare, and then a couple of days later they backtracked and they said, okay, well, we'll keep those for next year and we'll talk to you later about the ones for 2-3 years down the road.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a mix of a lot of statements like that where things get put off into the future in order to improve the numbers in the first couple of years of this government.
They said during the campaign that they had to strike a balance between cutting and cutting too much, because cutting too much would slow down the economy, and we've seen that happen in Europe. So how do you walk that line, Brett?
Yeah, it's tough, and what you need to do is invest in two things. One, the infrastructure projects that are going to be really supportive for growth, and the public programs and staffing that puts money into the pockets of low-income people who are likely to spend it. As you just mentioned in your previous spot, the Bank of Canada kept its interest rate on hold. That's a sign the private sector and the economy still isn't on firm enough ground for this economy to move into recovery mode on a sustained basis. The Bank of Canada doesn't think so, and you're going to see that reflected in the budget. They're going to ensure there's some insurance for growth here.
Because the conference board yesterday was also predicting growth that would be much slower than the Liberals were counting on. So how does that affect your decisions?
Yeah, that hurts you on two fronts, because that means that tax revenues are going to be lower than you anticipate, and other fees that you collect are probably going to come in at lower levels. That said, there's some likelihood that growth is going to be higher than it might have been if we still had a referendum as a live probability in the near term.
Right. So if I'm looking at all of this from Wall Street, I can say, okay, well, they're headed towards a stable situation, so I don't need to worry as much.
You know, I think at most what would happen from a ratings agency is they'd move their outlook from stable to negative, but they wouldn't go for a full downgrade that would have an impact on the rates that Quebec pays to borrow. Here's the other thing, Bernie. You know, Larry Summers, one of the world's preeminent economists, has raised concerns that we're in secular stagnation, that we're going to be stuck at really low growth rates for a long period of time, mm-hmm. and that means low interest rates. Right now, you know, the government of Quebec can borrow at the lowest rates that it's seen in a generation. And what Larry Summers said was that it makes sense to borrow in some ways because infrastructure is degrading more quickly than your interest costs are going up. Hmm. You know, it's a bad legacy to leave to future generations if you give them a big stock of debt. But it's also a bad legacy and a future bill if you give them totally degraded infrastructure. And right now, it actually does make sense to borrow and invest in infrastructure, both for growth and because it's cheaper than paying down your debt in some ways.
So you can go ahead with that, even though, or help me understand here. I mean, we're being told that one of the reasons why growth is slowing down is because fewer people in the job market. So people retire, they don't spend as much. So that rate of growth is going to continue to be slower than we expected.
Well, on the retirement front, in some ways, that actually augurs for a higher rate of growth because people are going to be spending down all the savings that they put aside for years, right? So it actually increases their consumption. But it means you've got a smaller workforce to support social programs and pensions for those who rely on them entirely. So it means you've got to get a lot more efficient at what you're doing in the active part of the economy at the same time.
And you are going to be blogging, sir, beginning at what time?
I am. We're going live at 5 o'clock this afternoon on cbc.ca/Montreal. And people can get on there and ask questions. We'll have a short break to do a spot on TV around 5:45. And then we'll be back on there until 6:30.
Okay, great. Okay, Brett, thank you very much.